Hi, and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. So, having negotiated my way from sleep to wakefulness, I enter my day, having offered my first thoughts to God in simple prayer. In my own prayer book, I have now actually written up a very simple sequence of three prayers that I've committed to memory. My title for this page in my personal breviary is Prayers Upon Opening My Eyes. They are wonderful at quelling the panic and foreboding that so often seeks to flood my mind when I first awake. At a recent voice meeting where I spoke on prayer, someone asked the question about the difference between formal and informal or spontaneous prayer. My response is that this is often a matter of personal preference. Although caricatured as a rule breaker or something of an anarchist, I actually like boundaries to my life. Hence my love of the regular prayer rhythms that measure my day routine here in the oratory. I also like the fact that prayer repetition means many are committed to memory, and this means that I can more easily live below the head noise that too often serves to distract me from the focus of my prayer. In my experience, spontaneity demands a lot of creative energy, and this draws me away from simply abiding in Christ. As I prepare the oratory for the day ahead, organize Jane's packed lunch, feed the dog, open the curtains, each activity accompanied by a quietly voiced prayer, I eventually arrive at breakfast preparation. Obviously, the meal is when we end our nighttime fast. Often we are ready to eat and feel hungry. I immediately take that feeling of hunger and ask myself the degree to which I'm hungry for God today. This can sound contrived, yet how else can I guarantee that I'll remember, amidst the busyness of starting the day, that my primary focus on this, as on every day, is to love God and love my neighbour? Truth to tell, my longing is not as intense as I imagine that of centuries longing for the dawn to be. For them, it's that feeling we so often have when at work and the clock passes 3 o'clock and we begin to yearn for home time. For me, directing my desire for breakfast to considering God provokes me to remind myself that my pilgrimage through this day is primarily in the service of God. Without it, I all too easily crash into my day consumed with my own needs and fail to remember that I accompany Jesus throughout my day. As we enter into the God space today, it's worth contrasting your appetite for certain food, or indeed products that you want to purchase, with the appetite you have to hang out with God. There's no judgment here. Guilt will merely distract you and is an exceptionally useful tool in the hands of God's enemy. Brush such guilt to one side and nurture your appetite for God and feed your soul with Christ, even as you nourish your body with breakfast. My routine is well established now, and I feel hungry for God when I fail to break fast with God. Do please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home, and join me for Premier Life, where we celebrate God's love with worship, prayer, and one of your own wonderful testimonies. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.